Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, West Denver. Here's a quick message from our sponsor, Local Works Wheat Ridge, provided by its executive director, Paige Piper.
Local Works is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to make Wheat Ridge a more vibrant and sustainable place to live and work. Our mission and action is programming that provides neighborhood revitalization and small business support, keeping and growing the businesses we know and love in Wheat Ridge. In simpler form, we provide connection. Connection to business, connection to community.
This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Meg Smith.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Good Neighbor Podcast, West Denver. Today, I'm here with Erin Fletter with Sticky Fingers Cooking. Hi, Erin. How are you?
Hi, Meg. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Thanks for joining us. So tell everyone a little bit about Sticky Fingers Cooking.
Yeah, Sticky Fingers Cooking is an after-school enrichment program and a summer camp program, a cooking school for children. And we don't have a location. So we go, kids are located. So we've taught in over 1,000 schools. We've taught about 125,000 children how to cook in schools and summer camps and community centers, public libraries, coast to coast. And we started right here in the Highlands neighborhood of West Denver.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yes, I love the, so obviously as a mom, I appreciate any effort going toward teaching kids how to cook.
I couldn't agree more.
Have you ever been at Maple Grove Elementary? That's where my kiddos go.
Oh yeah, we sure have. That's an awesome school. Yeah, that's a wonderful, wonderful school. We were in Maple Grove for years and years.
Awesome. I will keep my eyes open for the next round. So what got you into the business? I know it started in at your kitchen table, right?
It did. Yeah. I mean, I'm a mom as well. I have three wonderful daughters, and I was introduced to the after school enrichment programming through my own kids. They didn't have anything like that when I was a kid. I'm a little old for that. But, you know, when my eldest daughter was in kindergarten, she stayed after school for an hour. She wanted to do Taekwondo. I paid a small fee. She was safe in her school, and I got to pick her up an hour late after school, which was really important for me to have that extra hour as a busy mom. And she became an orange belt. I couldn't believe it. I thought, this is just this is brilliant. It's wonderful for kids. It's wonderful for schools. You know, with all of the public school budget cuts, for kids to be able to be exposed to all these wonderful programming that they wouldn't maybe otherwise. And I thought, how can we do this with cooking? So started, with my phone and my computer at my kitchen table, with my father and with a few other wonderful individuals. And here we are today, 13 years later.
I love it. Yeah. I also have a lot of applause and gratitude for the enrichment programs because, yeah, the kids love the activities and you're not going to find them elsewhere or part of the regular curriculum. So it's a neat thing to be able to, you know, access all of those different things, whether they're arts or sports or cooking, nutrition. So,
yeah. You know, 100%, you know, one of my favorite words is curiosity. One of our taglines at Sticky Fingers Cooking is cultivating culinary curiosity in kids. And, you know, we often as parents or as business leaders, we're often told, you know, follow your passion, follow your passion. And I've stopped using that with my own children and then with our students. It's really like, let your curiosity lead you. And that's really what after school enrichment affords kids, is that there's this low stakes game of being able to like try new things and see whatever like ignites them and whatever is interesting to them. And it gives them a really wonderful, safe space to try lots of new things.
Yeah. Yeah. My kids did chess club for a year.
Love it. Love it.
That was one of the ones I was like, okay. We'll see how that goes. They didn't stick with it. They did it for a year and they liked it and they have a good basic knowledge of the game, you know, but it was funny. It was curiosity, you know, they just wanted
to. Well, and now they can play chess for the rest of their life and be able to sit down at a chess board and be able to do that. I mean, cooking is the same thing. You know, you might not decide you want to be a professional chef, or, you know, maybe you only decide that you want to cook for yourself a few nights a week, but it's an essential life skill. It also is a creative outlet. And also, I mean, I could go on and on about cooking.
Yeah, 100%. Well, that's amazing. So tell us a little bit about, you know, why folks choose. I mean, I guess there's not a ton of options for culinary education for kids, but do you get feedback about, you know, the things that make parents or kids want to choose your program over other enrichment options?
Yeah, you know, we have it. It's a little crazy in all the markets that we're in. We don't really have a lot of competition, which actually saddens me. I think that there should be, there needs to be, you know, more education and more fun programs around food and cooking and kids. So really, you know, honestly, we always have hundreds of kids on our wait list. So we cannot keep up with the demand for all of our cooking programs and the need behind it. You know, what we find is that kids, well, it's really interesting. When we're in a new school and we have our first class, the smells, the delicious smells just kind of waft down the hallway. And so, you know, not only kids get excited about what is that, but teachers and the school administrators and then the parents, they smell all the delicious smells. And so we often cook at, you know, more than one day a week at our local schools. We are in about 350 schools here in Denver and Boulder. And so we do have kids that come back year after year after year. As a matter of fact, I just got this wonderful email from a woman whose child took Sticky Fingers Cooking for 5 years straight, and he's graduating from high school, and she wanted to compile a cookbook of all of his favorite Sticky Fingers Cooking recipes from all of his classes. It was just wonderful. And then we have lots of kids that just try it, you know, that try for a session, and, you know, the benefits that they get is that, you know, they come home and they start like, I want to make kale pesto, or let's put zucchini in the pasta today, something like that. So,
yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. Getting them used to other tastes and flavors and, you know, adding nutritional value.
You know, and we're very low key about it. You know, I firmly believe you can teach anything through cooking. We tend to focus on global cultures, geography. We focus on food history. We have something called a surprise ingredient for every single recipe that we have. And it goes into, you know, perhaps like tomato, for instance, and we'll learn everything about a tomato, how it grows, where tomatoes originated from in the world, why they're good for you to eat, how many different varietals of tomatoes. And so it's a really fun, gentle way for kids to understand how our food grows and why it's also good for you to eat.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love it. I've often thought about that at home, like doing, you know, a cuisine on a certain night and talking about, you know, the food from that region and that sort of thing. So,
well, wonderful. Yeah, that's wonderful. We, about a year ago, we launched on our website, stickyfingerscooking.com. We have, cause we've written, we write a new and original recipe every single week of the school year, and we've been doing it for 13 years. And so we have thousands of recipes, and we have about 800 up on our website now. And Meg, you can search for cuisine type. So if you wanted to start that with your family, like we're going to have Southeast Asian Saturdays, you can do that.
Yeah, that's definitely a to-do on my list. We've done so far. I've been very good at, you know, seasonal eating and teaching them about, you know, the environment and how far food has to travel to you if it's not in season, and the importance of that, and also for your digestive health. So a lot of things like that. But then I want to add all the, you know, geographic and historical information. So yeah, I'll definitely check out the website. I think it's a good resource already.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, you're way ahead of the game already, Meg, but you can go onto our website and find all sorts of fun supplemental information that goes with each recipe. Awesome. We even have embedded in most of our curriculum is something called scrumptious science. So, you know, we'll talk. Yes. And it'll be in the actual, you know, how to the method of how to prepare something. Okay. There's kids steps, there's adult steps. And then we throw in some really fun cultural significance. It might be counting to five in Portuguese. It might be learning how cream turns to butter when you're making it yourself. It could be emulsification. It could be just about anything, but we love to sprinkle in as much fun learning and delicious learning as possible.
That's fantastic. And then these kids, you know, you always dread as a parent that moment where they're going to move away and not have good food because they're not prepared to cook it for themselves. I mean, I was that kid when I left my parents' house. I had no, you know, knowledge about cooking. And so I want my kids to have that, and this will make it fun. So that's, I think there's a lot of value there for sure.
Most definitely. Yeah. One of the biggest compliments we get is when our recipes get folded into a family's weekly repertoire of dinners, as we all have. And then knowing that kids, when they go off to college, that they have some favorites, especially smoothies, things like that, that they can quickly make. We, since 2020, we have an internal cookbook team here at Sticky Fingers Cooking, and we have written and published 5 cookbooks in under 3 years. And one of them is, features 2 of my beautiful daughters on the front cover. But it's a microwave cooking, cookbook, and it's called Mugtastic. And so Mugtastic Meals, and it's based on for older kids. And it's one serving. It's a perfect cookbook for kids going off to college, where they can cook in their dorm room with just a microwave and a mug and some fresh ingredients.
I love that. And so folks can get the cookbooks on the website, obviously.
On Amazon. Yeah. But if you, you can also just go on stickyfingerscooking.com and there'll be links that take you to the right place.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Well, tell us a little bit about, I know this business has been, you know, growing for some time, and there are always, you know, hardships and difficulties that we have to overcome. Tell us a little bit about anything that has impacted Sticky Fingers Cooking that you've had to grow through and has actually complemented the business in the end.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that I can think of as an entrepreneur, and the leader of a business, it's just, there's always going to be struggles. I mean, that's why I think that honestly, that mothers and parents make the best kind of business leaders, because it's not unlike parenting. You know, there's always something that needs attention. There's always something that you need to have a good attitude and approach things that are maybe uncomfortable. So I have countless stories about things that we've had to overcome and triumphs. I would say that the most recent one is one that is a collective trauma, is really going through COVID. That was with starting a business and seeing it grow, seeing it flourish, seeing all of the wonderful impact that we have in the communities that we serve, and then having every single school in the world close. That was significant, to say the least. My husband is a restaurateur here in town, you know, and so all of his, his restaurants were closed as well. So, you know, just on a personal family level, it was very traumatic to see the businesses that we have cultivated and grown really kind of shut down. And they're making lemon out of making lemonade out of lemons. You know, honestly, COVID was probably one of the biggest boosts and factors into our success today, because of the creativity of our team, the dedication of our team. We have an amazing team of about 15 people on our leadership team here in Denver 90% women. We're all friends. We're all neighbors. We all work together. And we've all worked together growing this business for over a decade. And between us and then everybody else on our team, we banded together and we did online classes. We started outreaching. And then what we did is what we really realized that what we have is a tremendous opportunity for other women to own their own businesses. So we started a franchise brand and we started franchising across the US. And I'm happy to say that we have now female business owners from coast to coast.
That's amazing. I love the strength and growth that, you tapped into through COVID. I think that happened with so many businesses that needed to, just keep the doors open and find a new way to connect and grow. And so congratulations.
Yeah, nice. Thank you. It really came back to the roots and the core of what we do. And we just know that what we do is so important. And we just found a way to be able to kind of spread that across the country as much as we possibly can. And then here in Denver, our home base, our home, it's just to see the outpouring of kids, especially, so excited that we're back in schools and that we're offering more classes than ever before and summer camps. It's been wonderful.
I love it. Yeah, I'll definitely check out the summer camp, see if I can.
That is the big thing, summer, it's now it's like, oh gosh, if you're not signed up in January, forget it. But the nice thing is that, we partner with a lot of different venues and locations all across the Front Range. And so we have so many options for summer camps, and we often have some really nice, even last minute options. We partner with Stir Cooking School and Cook Street, which are primarily adult cooking schools, but we take over during the day. We're also in a lot of wonderful day camps like Dream Big Day Camp, which is just a phenomenal day camp, Colorado Academy Summer Camp, Dawson. Okay. It's wonderful. It's all across the Front Range.
Nice. So we'll definitely, no matter where you are when you're listening to this, you should be able to tap into something. So tell us, are there any like news or seasonal specials or anything that people should know about aside from, getting signed up for summer camps?
I think we just talked about it. I mean, summer camps are really, really what's coming up and what we're offering. We're constantly adding new summer camps leading up to the summer. So there's always going to be lots of opportunity there. We also, if you go on our website, SiggyFingersCooking.com, we also offer free classes, online classes for anybody that wants to, cook from home and have the kids occupied and making something from home. So we always offer some free cooking classes from the comfort of your home. And we also have online summer camps as well, which is really, really fun. Of course, we built this out of COVID, and we were able to cook with kids actually all over the world during COVID, which was amazing. And we kept our online offerings because it is really, really fun for kids to be able to take a summer camp virtually with cousins in different states, with friends in different states. There's so many kids that parents, they move for jobs and relocate, and they're the new kid in town. And to be able to connect with their kids, with their friends or family members in different states or even different countries, they can take a cooking class or a cooking camp together. And that's a lot of fun.
I love that. Yeah, I hadn't even thought about, the online aspect of connecting with other friends from, far away. That's really
cool. It's great.
So how do you yourself or the team stay involved in the community?
Yes, we always, I am so proud to say from the beginning when we started Sticky Fingers with our first class, with our first three classes, philanthropy has always been baked into our model. And we have always offered scholarship spots in every single class that we have offered for 13 years. So we've given $1.5 million back to the schools that we work with. And anytime that we can partner with a local nonprofit, one of the best partnerships that we have, this is across the country, our public libraries. We go together like peas and carrots. It's so wonderful. We cook in public libraries. It's free to the children and the community. The librarians bring out all these fun cookbooks and we just have a blast. So we, anytime we donate to every school that asks for their annual fundraising, we just, anything that we can to help the communities that we serve, we're very much involved.
I love that. Yeah. And that library partnership. What a great idea.
Oh, it's just been fantastic. Yeah. It's kind of unexpected. You know, I think what a lot of people, if you're not familiar with what we do with Sticky Fingers Cooking, we don't need a kitchen to cook in. So we bring a little mobile cooking kit with us. The kids make everything from scratch. They do everything from scratch. But we've figured it out without a kitchen. And so we can cook literally anywhere.
That's wonderful. Yeah, that makes it a lot easier to offer the program for sure. So tell us, Erin, what do you do for fun? I mean, I know you're very dedicated to Sticky Fingers Cooking, but when you're not working, what are you doing for fun?
Yeah, I just got back from 4 days in Winter Park skiing with my family. That was great. We are avid world travelers. I have been to all 7 continents. So anytime that we can travel, we like to travel together as a family. We love eating, which we consider a sport in our family. And if you can imagine, with me and the cooking school and my husband, a restaurateur, we do love gathering around the dinner table as often as possible. We like cooking, we like entertaining. But I would say our biggest passion collectively is traveling together and exploring the world together.
I love it. And exploring cuisine.
You got it.
Awesome. Well, how should folks get in touch? Obviously, they can go to stickyfingerscooking.com. Is there any other way you connect with folks that are interested in learning more about your programs?
Stickyfingerscooking.com is the perfect way, a perfect place for one-stop shopping for those recipes that we were talking about. If you wanted to, you know, explore with your kids and try some new things, has links to our cookbooks. It has links to all of our locations and all of our classes, including our online classes. And it also has franchise information there as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Erin. I really appreciate your time and what you're doing.
Thank you, Meg. It was my pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpwestdenver.com. That's gnpwestdenver.com. Or call 720-295-9588.